Morning Watch, Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 1, Day 6. Philippians 1:15-18. Some preach Christ even because of envy and strife, and some also because of goodwill. These out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. But the others announce Christ out of selfish ambition, not purely, thinking to raise up affliction in my bonds. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truthfulness, Christ is announced. And in this I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice. Portions from footnotes. Verse 15. Some preach Christ, even because of envy and strife. Footnote 2. Factitiousness, partisanship. Verse 17. But the others announce Christ out of selfish ambition. Footnote 1, self-seeking, sectarianism. Verse 17b, not purely thinking to raise up affliction in my bonds. Footnote 2, literally pressure. Those who announced Christ out of selfish ambition endeavored to make Paul's bonds press him more heavily by depreciating him and his ministry while he was outwardly laid aside from his preaching. Paul's affliction in bonds was due not to his preaching of the gospel, but to his defense of the gospel. The Judaizers mixed the gospel with the law and circumcision. Paul defended it. This caused the riot which put him into bonds. Portions from Life Study Messages. Even in the first century, there were different ways of preaching Christ. Both Paul and the Judaistic believers preached Christ. But in their preaching of him, they were very different. Concerning the gospel, Paul uses in Philippians several significant terms: fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel, the defense and confirmation of the gospel, the advancement of the gospel, the faith of the gospel. When many Christians preach the gospel today, they do not do so in the way of the fellowship of the gospel. They are not engaged in the defense of the gospel, and they do not exercise for the confirmation of the gospel. Their preaching may not lead to the advancement of the gospel, and they might not even have an adequate understanding of the faith of the gospel. For this reason, there are different ways of preaching Christ. Paul's preaching of Christ included fellowship, defense, confirmation, advancement, and faith. But when the Judaistic believers preached Christ, they preached him in an altogether different way. Instead of preaching Christ in the way of fellowship, they preached him because of envy. Instead of preaching Christ in a way to defend the gospel, they did so because of strife. Yes, the Judaistic believers did preach Christ, but their preaching was not for the confirmation of the gospel. On the contrary, they preached Christ out of rivalry, out of factitiousness and selfish ambition. Instead of all the positive aspects of the gospel, there were envy, strife, and rivalry. Such a preaching of the gospel did not cause the advancement of the gospel. In principle, today's situation is the same as the situation in Paul's time. Much of today's preaching is not healthy. In this preaching, something is presented to people, but it is not healthy food. Rather, it is sweet and sugar-coated, pleasant tasting, but lacking in nourishment. We must be able to discern between such preaching and the preaching of Christ according to God's economy. If we have the fellowship unto the gospel, the defense and confirmation of the gospel, and the advancement of the gospel, our preaching of the gospel will be healthy. The proper preaching of the gospel is safeguarded by these matters. May we all learn to discern the different ways of preaching Christ. In particular, may we discern between healthy preaching and that which is unhealthy. In verse 18, we see that Paul's heart was so broadened by grace that he even rejoiced in his opposing ones' preaching of Christ in pretense. What an upright spirit is this! This is the outworking of the life, nature, and mind of Christ who lived in him. His experience of Christ was an enjoyment. Such a life rejoices no matter what the circumstances may be.